Hello, hello. Oh, you have both bags. I'm so glad you love them. So glad you love them. Yeah, the 90-day intensive, we reopened it for the month of June. It's still open today. The link is in the bio and it's actually on sale. So you might want to grab it today before I remove it. Hello, hello, hello. It's kind of early in the day, so I wasn't expecting many of you guys, but hey, it's the holiday weekend. So I'm not gonna keep y'all too long, but I wanted to come on here and I wanted to ask you guys some questions. Has anybody here ever played This or That? You guys ever played This or That? Are you familiar with This or That? It's literally just a game of you choosing this or that. So I'm gonna give you two options and I wanna see where you guys are because it is officially July 1st. I'm so excited. We are in third quarter. We have survived the first half of 2022. It's Friday, July 1st. I'm really excited today because I've been kind of reflecting this week and we've seen a lot of wins. I just created a new podcast entry on the Fashionpreneur Diaries, so go listen. And within the Fashionpreneur Diaries entry, I talked about a lot of our wins that we saw. And I always tell you guys how the fourth quarter, which is how you end, and the first quarter, which is how you start, are the most important times in a business. So third quarter is usually a time where I can kind of breathe, enjoy life. It's good. It's summertime, right? But I'm super busy this third quarter because we have our Fashionpreneur Experience event coming up. I'm so excited about that at the end of the month. We have so many crazy things going on at my clothing label. So this first and second quarter, I really took time away from the 90-day intensive curriculum, the Fashionpreneur Academy, to take a deep dive into my brand, into designing, into developing my collections. And we were able to do an amazing collaboration with influencer Tokyo Styles. We did an amazing collection called the Transitional Collection. It's been featured in all types of publications from Me Feeder to Essence. Yay! One of my favorite publications to Hello Beautiful. We have been featured all over the place and I'm so excited about this press that we've been getting. So we're just getting started. We're literally just getting started. So I'm super excited. We actually are about to roll out over the next 9 months, over 39 new styles at a regular exposure. So my head has been down for a reason. I've been in design mode. I've been sketching. I've been developing. I've been sample making. So we have a lot going on over there. We've been able to obviously reach our six-figure goal for the first half. So we've surpassed that. Thank God for that. So that makes me so happy. And I'm ready to finish this year and I want my $1 million goal. I have over $1 million for my goal this year and we're gonna get it. And this third and fourth quarter is gonna make that so much more easier because we're coming up on our top seasons for holiday season sales. Obviously we got Black Friday coming up. We got my birthday sale that we do every September coming up. So we got a lot happening. And I have been also keeping my head down this first half of the year to really pay attention to what's happening in the market. And I have been made privy to a lot of things that are happening. I've been doing a lot of research and giving you guys a lot of data. So if you're not on our free mailing list, you need to click the link in the bio to get there. But we've been getting a lot of game. And I'm excited because I want to see where y'all are. I feel like a lot of times, a lot of people tell me, you know, Jess, I want to learn how to develop a fashion line, right? And we do that within the Fashionpreneur Academy. We teach you guys how to develop a line, but I feel like a lot of you guys get kind of held in a chokehold when it comes to selling the line. And yes, we teach you how to market. We teach you how to run ads. We teach you how to do all those things in our 90-day intensive curriculum, right? But I feel like a lot of you guys are in a chokehold because you're not understanding what type of content has to be developed to actually market. When you're in marketing, guys, I literally told a student yesterday, you can sell a bikini in the middle of winter if you understand marketing concepts and you can make it translate to your consumer. But I feel like I'm seeing a lot of outdated content. I'm seeing a lot of content that doesn't resonate with the target consumer. And I see a lot of content that looks very moms and popish. And it don't have to. I don't care what your budget is. You can make it look good. All right? I want y'all to realize that the people that are going viral on social media right now are usually in their house, in their car, on the bus. Like, these are everyday people. And I feel like sometimes the content is not resonating because you guys aren't understanding how to develop content. I literally got on one of my students' butts the other day because she sent me over her content from her photo shoot. And I was like, no, 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 no. It had a filter on it, so we can't see the product content. We couldn't see the texture of the product. Her face was filtered. It was nothing organic about the content. She went back. She redid the content. She made some video content. Fabulous. I said, take every filter off. Let us see the product. Get up on it, you know, and make it organic. Make it a moment. How would you actually wear that, right? So I want to play this or that with you guys because I want to see where you guys are for this second half of the year. Because as you guys know, I know everybody's trying to scare the crap out of y'all about this recession. We know all about it, right? Blah, blah, blah. But I want y'all to know, at least for me, I personally feel that I'm recession proof. I've already surpassed my goal for this year. Like I said, we've done six figures on six figures. Thank you, God. I say that humbly. And that was with me just focused 100% on one label. I used to have so many other brands. I used to have a wholesale brand. I fully focused on my baby, the baby that birthed me in the fashion industry, which is a regular exposure, my clothing company. That was my focus. I shut down taking students in the Fashionpreneur Academy. I was just tunnel vision. And on this new entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries I just recorded, I talked about how I'm in my 6th year of entrepreneurship officially, like my 6th full year. And I remember that week that I was about to celebrate my 6-year anniversary as an entrepreneur. I was starting my morning as I do every single day in my word, just writing in my Fashionpreneur Diary. If you don't have a Fashionpreneur Diary, go to shopfashionpreneur.com and get your Fashionpreneur Diary. I journal in it every day, shameless plug. But I was journaling one morning. It was the last week of April, and I remember I was led to the book of Exodus, and I had read this amazing, powerful scripture where it was speaking about planting crops for your 6 years, and then your 7th year has having a harvest. The diary is already available. It's online. And it talked about how in the 7th year, you have a harvest. I'm about to talk about the Fashionpreneur Diaries. The Fashionpreneur Diary podcast, I'll tell you in a second what's happening with that. But yeah, I recorded a new entry. It's on Apple right now. So long story short, it spoke about planting and nurturing your crops for 6 years. And your 7th year, you're going to have so much abundance of a harvest that you'll be able to feed everybody in the nation. And I remember also going to the book of Deuteronomy 28. And I remember just receiving God's word where he promised me my storehouses would be full. I would have so much land for my nations. I would have children on generations that are eating off my success. I will have so much plenty. I will never have to borrow. I will only be able to give. Like, this is what the word is telling me, right? And I remember being like, dang, I'm on my 6th year. What you doing, God? What you doing, Jesus? So this year I've been very intentional about obedience and really being tapped into my gift, which is really designing. And I'm excited because it's officially 3rd quarter and I'm tapped back in at the Fashionpreneur Academy. So I'm taking new students again within our curriculum. We have our 90-day intensive course. It's officially on sale and discounted right now. So I'm going to be closing that probably on Monday. So our cohort is going to be officially probably closing on Monday. I'll pick after this weekend because good sis is going to go celebrate the weekend just like everybody else. Okay. But that's going to be closed. So you might want to get in. We have a few slots left. But what I'm most excited about the Fashionpreneur Diaries podcast, a lot of you guys love the Fashionpreneur Diaries podcast. I put up an entry last week. I didn't even market it. I didn't even tell you guys. And we had like over 2,000 listens in a few hours. I was like, oh, y'all been waiting on me. So I just put up another new entry. But on that entry, you guys are going to see that that's my last free entry. That is my last free entry. We have been giving out so much free game, free information, so much powerful data for years, guys. And I'm going to start preserving and reserving our information. So a lot of you guys got an email from us earlier today letting you guys know that this our Fashionpreneur Diary entries are coming down. No more free content. Literally, you guys have to actually invest in our Fashionpreneur new membership. So we have 2 different ways that you can get this content. We have the 90-day intensive reloaded course, also known as the Fashionpreneur Accelerator. You guys can register for that. The link's in the bio. That's our curriculum award winning that we are known for. It covers everything from your business entity set up from your LLC, S Corp, whatever option you want to go for as far as your tax delegation. We go into accounting, business funding, I'm so excited about this curriculum because we also go into product development, designing your first collection, initiating your first collection, and moving forward into scaling into development as a fashion designer, sketching, translating your inspiration without knowing how to sketch or design. We're going to cover it all. You're not supposed to know. That's why I'm here to teach you. We go into buying wholesale, giving you guys a list of over 150 wholesale suppliers from plus size, women's wear, men's wear, kids wear, athleisure. It doesn't matter. It covers it all. We go into a list of over 100 contacts for product development, your seamstress, your factories, your suppliers for fabric, textiles, notions. We cover all the game, honey, okay? Then we get into marketing, Facebook ads, all that good stuff, and scaling from there into your six figures. So that is what the curriculum is about. But I'm really excited because today is our official rollout of our new TFA Elite membership. So for only $49 a month, all my fashionpreneurs on a budget, you can continue to get access to the Fashionpreneur Diaries podcast entries. You can get access to two live lectures every single month with myself and our fashionpreneur strategist on our team. And you get unlimited virtual support from our team. So if you're starting a collection and you're not in our curriculum within a 90-day intensive, you can still hit us up for only $49 a month. Get access to our entire curriculum, our entire catalog of education, our entire catalog of previous Q&A masterclasses that are private to our students. You're going to get all of those, a whole catalog of our content and education. Plus, you get two live classes every single month. And in addition to that, like I said, guys, you'll have unlimited support. So if you just are in the membership alone and not in our curriculum, and you're paying $49 a month, and you're getting your two live lectures, you're getting all this content, bonus content every single month, and you have questions like, hey, I just got questions about developing my brand. Can y'all help me with this? We're going to privately respond to you as well. So it's a very invaluable membership. So guys, choose your path. If you are looking for education, curriculum, you don't know how to start a brand, then go ahead and register for the 90-day intensive Reloaded Fashionpreneur Accelerator course. The link is in the bio. It's discounted until Monday at midnight. Or if you have already completed the course, if you're a fashionpreneur on a budget, you just want community, you want access to our content, our Fashionpreneur Diaries, our curriculum, our previous Q&A masterclasses, not the curriculum, our previous content, then go ahead and register for just $49 a month. It's an amazing community. And we're just going to make everything exclusive from here on out, guys. Everything's only for members. So I'm not having any more public events after the Fashionpreneur Experience. This is your last public event. I mean it. I promise you. Test me on it. Like, let's go for it. We're not doing anything else public. I only want to help the community that's ready to lock in. So that's what we're doing. So yeah, hopefully you guys can register. But now, enough of that. I want to get into this or that. I want to get into why I came on here today. So let's talk about it. All right, so I got my questions up. I'm going to ask y'all a few this or that's. I know it's the holiday weekend. I know y'all ready to go. I know y'all ready to go have some fun this weekend and chill out. So I'm going to let y'all go do that. But before y'all go, let's play this or that. I want to see where y'all are for third quarter. I want to see where your minds are and what you're working on to prep and plan. Or if you out here playing, bluffing, still having in your bio you're a designer, but you ain't designing nothing. Still having in your bio that you're an entrepreneur and boutique owner, but you ain't bought nothing wholesale because you bluffing and you playing. Let's see. Let's see who's doing that research. So this or that, TikTok or IG Reels, which one you gonna post? You have a brand. It's holiday weekend. All of y'all should be running some type of incentives this weekend if you are fully launched label. So tell me, are you doing a TikTok or a Reel? And give me your reason. TikTok or Reel? TikTok or Reel? This is so funny, y'all. My sister just texted me. Can y'all read this? So I put up the Fashionpreneur Diaries episode. Look at what my sister just texted me. Hi, Jay. The Fashionpreneur Diaries is back too. So excited. My sister loves the diaries. Girl, it's back within your membership. I'm literally on live right now. I just showed my live attendees your text message. You enjoy your last free episode of the Fashionpreneur Diaries because it's now going to be exclusive within a membership. Since you're my sister, I'll consider letting you hear some episodes for free. Reels? Both. Reels. Why? Give me your reason. because I frequently use IG Reels. I don't have an audience on TikTok. Interesting. Let me give y'all some information here. So I want you guys to know that the era of growing and scaling organically on Instagram is completely shifted. It is way more challenging to grow and scale. Reason being is because now Instagram is more of an ad agency, literally just like Facebook. Once Facebook ads came around, Facebook and Instagram are now one company, one entity. And within that merger, you guys, if you're running Facebook ads, your Facebook ads are showing up on Instagram and vice versa, right? Well, with that being said, whenever you have to pay to play, you understand that you have to pay to play. So it's a lot more challenging. Do you guys ever see people on your Explore page on Instagram? Like the Reels, you see Reels on your Explore page and it'll have like 1 million views on the Reel, but the person still has like 2,000 followers. Their following isn't growing. It isn't scaling. It is way more challenging. People just digest the content on Instagram and then they keep it moving. They don't engage. You have to create engaging content. So it's a lot more challenging on Instagram. TikTok, you can put up anything and you are going to scale and grow in following. Why? Because it gives you an easy opportunity to just click the button and follow literally from just watching a viral TikTok. So TikTok is a lot easier to scale right now. TikTok, you can run ads. Ads are definitely way more affordable over there too, just so y'all know. But there's no right or wrong answer. Do what works best for you. But I want y'all to know that this is the time that you should be trying and attempting to grow your audience on TikTok. You want to be growing your audience. You very much so want to be growing your audience. This is not the time to be playing. This is not the time to not be growing your audience, y'all. You need to be growing your audience. TikTok is the next big wave, honey. Get over there. Everybody's invited to the TikTok party. Young, old, it doesn't matter. Okay, I'm gonna ask y'all another one. Influencers or organic customers? Influencers or organic customers? Which one we going with? Influencers or organic customers? There's no right or wrong answer. We're just having a conversation. Absolutely. You should use as many as you can. There's no right or wrong answer. I'm telling you the benefits and the pros and cons right now. Influencers or organic customers? Organic customers, Destiny. Love that. Any reason y'all like organic customers versus influencers? Organic customers because they know your brand. Love that answer. Love that answer, Albertina. Yes, organic customers know your brand, but not even just that they know your brand, they trust your brand. They trust your brand, right? So an influencer is someone that influences the culture. For example, a celebrity. You know how you see a lot of collabs where in commercials, celebrities will be featured on a specific commercial. Influencers are socialites or social media ambassadors for other brands. So all those people that you guys see with a million followers that do paid promo, that's an influencer. Anybody can be an influencer, but that's what I'm specifying today. So yes, what I love about organic customers is they have brand loyalty. No one sells my stuff better than my loyal customers. My customers also want to be posted on our page. We have over 100K followers. So they want that engagement. They want that post. And they are the influence. And that's one of our big pieces of our mantra is that our customers are the influence. So for us, we really highly focus on organic content. Now, we do have influencers that wear our product, but we don't pay influencers to wear nothing. We've had amazing celebrities in our products. We've had people like Jada Cheeves wear our stuff a couple of times at this point now. We've had Des Dior. We've had some pretty lit people this year. We've had Tokyo Styles. We've had, what is her name? We have another celebrity. She hasn't worn it yet officially. We've had access to Khloe Kardashian. Everything has been through contact and everything has been through stylists. So it's been us reaching out to stylists and building relationships and vice versa, them coming to us. It's been through us investing in public relations. So I want y'all to know that I would never pay anyone to put up a post and say, hey, I'm wearing a regular exposure shop nail. It's inorganic. It's nothing about it that would make my customer feel that they are being resonated with. What makes my customer feel like they see themselves is when the influencer actually wears the outfit out instead of going in their house, taking a picture for $500. No, really wear this because you really love it. And that speaks volumes. So I try to work more so with stylists. And that's going to help us. And that is usually something that's super low cost, such as shipping, if not free. So consider that. Consider that. Now, models or be the face of your brand? Which one are you doing? Model or be the face of your brand? Which one are you doing? Model or be the face? Model or be the face? So many people ask me, like, should I be the face of my brand? We did a podcast interview on this a little while back, too. Model will be the face of your brand. You got to choose one, y'all. It's a game. You got to choose this or that. You got to choose one. Y'all watch Drink Champs with Noriega. He does this, and it literally keeps all of his guests in a chokehold because you have to choose one, and if you don't choose one, you got to take a shot. So if we was together right now, we'll make y'all take shots for 4th of July weekend. Which one? You can't say both. Ice, you got to give me one. This or that. Models will be the face. Face because your audience knows you. Okay. Face because I know how I want my content to look. Okay. Model. Be the face if I have to choose one. Okay. And I know how to pose. Okay. Face. Okay. So most of y'all are saying y'all want to be the face of your brand. One person said they want to be the model, and that's my girl, Miss Catwalk. So Breezy said model as well. So I'm going to have to go with Breezy and Miss Catwalk here. I'm going to say model. I'm going to tell y'all why. That's my choice. Now, you can be the face of your brand if you want. That's your business. I personally prefer models because I want to be separated from my brand. It's just a personal thing. I want to develop a brand that I can eventually sell. If I'm thinking from a business funding perspective, if I'm thinking of an opportunity to be able to sell my business, because the thing about this, y'all, yes, these are our babies. We nurture them. But at some point, they got to go off to college and live their own life, honey. And I want to return on my investment. I want y'all to understand within business, you have the opportunity to grow and scale and create what's called equity, right? So the more you have in sales, the more you have in followers, the more you have in content, the more you have in customer visibility, brand visibility, the more you have in customer rapport, the more value you increase, it's literally going to appreciate. So you need to have as much appreciation as possible. So if I have models, I can sell my brand tomorrow. If I don't have models and I'm the face of the brand, then that's going to make it a lot more challenging for me to sell. So once you create this $5 million brand 10 years from now, and let's say women, our bodies change, we have babies, we get married, we tired of being in front of the camera. It happens to everyone. I see it happen all the time. And now your products are more challenging to sell. Now you do have some people that are the influence, and literally whatever, no matter what they do, people are going to buy into it because they're the influencer. They can sell anything. For example, one of my favorite influencers that I absolutely adore that is in retail is Miss Bling Miami. Y'all know Miss Bling? Miss Bling started out by blinging out items. And now she has an amazing boutique called Miss Bling. And she sells everything, but she sells her lifestyle. Like, I feel like I know her son, Alex. I've been following her since Alex was like 3 or 4 years old. And Alex is like in high school now, I think, or something like that. She models for her brand, but she also puts up lifestyle content. She puts up all types of content about what's happening in culture. She puts up funny, engaging reels. She's created a brand around herself. She's also sold books. If Miss Bling Miami started a cooking show right now, everybody's going to watch the cooking show. She can sell anything. So a lot of people that have powerful influence have a lot more opportunity to sell more things. If you are going into this directly with the vision of fashion is the opportunity, fashion is the focus, I want you to think about being able to sell this baby at some point. So I love the concept of you being the face, but also consider putting other people in it. Now, that's one thing I do recommend no matter what. All right. Have other people in the play. YouTube hauls or IG lives? YouTube hauls or IG lives? YouTube hauls or IG lives? What we doing? YouTube hauls or IG lives? YouTube hauls or IG lives? live. YouTube Halls or IG Lives, y'all? IG Lives, YouTube. Now this one, I don't know how I'm gonna choose one, y'all. If I have to choose one, I'm gonna go with YouTube. Ice, I like you. Destiny, you on one. Yes, I'm gonna go with YouTube Halls. I'm gonna tell y'all why I'm choosing YouTube Halls. Nella, I see you on YouTube. I'm gonna choose YouTube Halls. YouTube is the most searched platform. It is the platform that people come to for everything first. It is the most used platform in the world. That means it beats Instagram. That's simple. Also, if you guys look at brands, go on YouTube when we finish up today and look at like J-Lux label. Look at how many influencers have holes. Influencers on YouTube? YouTubers? Oh, they the original TikTokers, baby. That is where people go to get brand trust. So I'm going to go to YouTube first. Lives is only limited to my followers. Hopefully more people can follow, but Instagram is pushing this Reels concept so much that it's hard to be visible. YouTube is still very much so organic. So I'm gonna choose YouTube, and I'm gonna also probably do some hauls with influencers locally and have them actually create the content for me. So again, not me being the face of it. I'm not my target customer. I'm not my target body type. My girls are voluptuous. They are va-va-voom. They are sexy. I'm a little petite. I have curves, but I'm a curvy petite girl. So they want to see what a size medium looks like, a size large looks like. I'm sometimes a size extra small to a small, so I'm not always the best fit. So I need to have other models and people in play. What kind of content for YouTube, though? For instance, are you starting a clothing? If you're starting a clothing brand, so like I said, YouTube hauls. Look up YouTube hauls. When we get off of here in a few minutes, go on and look at hauls. I'm actually stopped there for now, y'all. Look at hauls. I want you to go on YouTube. Look at style hauls. Look at Shein hauls. Look at Fashion Nova hauls. You're gonna see influencers trying on outfits and giving their review, honest reviews of the product. YouTube is scary because people are going to be honest. Live. People are gonna, you know, engage, but they're gonna try to keep it cute because they're live, right? So when it comes to YouTube, I think that you can get really great feedback because you're literally having someone review the product. People look at product reviews on YouTube first. I know I do as well. If I'm going to a restaurant, I'm going on Yelp. I wanna see the reviews. The first thing that we do is look at the reviews, and it's the same with any other creative. So I want you guys to consider that. It doesn't matter if you have one product, you can still get a review. It doesn't matter. I don't care if you guys have one thing. I tell you guys the same story every time we talk. Alexander Wang started with one hoodie. Just start, you know? So it doesn't matter. You don't have to have a certain amount of things to be successful. You can have one brand and be a billionaire. So that one product could be the beginning of that one brand, right? So think about it that way. All right, y'all. I could go on and on. I had so many more questions to give y'all. But I'm gonna wrap up right now because I got to get back to work. But I just wanted to remind you guys, the Fashionpreneur Diaries is officially closing to the public. This is going to be your last free entry. So make sure you guys tap in over at the Fashionpreneur Diaries podcast. After that, if you want this game and if you want our catalog of all of our Fashionpreneur Diaries entries, along with all of our live Q&A masterclasses that we've given to our students that are within our 90-day intensive course, you guys can watch those replays. You can get all of that right now at the TFA Elite membership for only $49 a month. And if you guys are looking for the game, you want the curriculum, you want the education, you want our lessons, our modules, then I encourage you to make sure you definitely tap into the Fashionpreneur 90-Day Intensive Accelerator course. It is so powerful and it's discounted until Monday. The link is in the bio. So I'm a wrap here. And I think that's it. If you want some game, it's time for y'all to get into this curriculum, get into the membership. Like I said, the membership is great for anyone that wants community. They want this content. They want to join me for our two live lectures every single month. And if you're looking for the education, make sure you join the accelerator. I'm excited to talk to you guys soon. So yeah, hopefully we can play this or that again soon. I'm gonna stop right here. We was having fun. But yeah, make sure y'all get in the membership ASAP. The link is in the bio because we have class on Tuesday. So I want y'all in there. We got so much to talk about, and I want to continue these conversations, but these are the type of things that we're going to do within some of our live lectures and Q&A masterclasses, and I'm excited to keep this conversation going. So I'll talk to y'all soon. Have a good weekend. Get in the membership. The link is in the bio. If you're watching from the Fashionpreneur Diaries entry, then make sure that you click below. The link is down below. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in for my little fun, and I'll see y'all soon.